Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Idea Man.
Who wants to spell spondee?
I'm going to try it.
Innovator.
S-P-O-N-D-E-E with those little deals on the top of it. Spondee.
Right. And Packers Hall of Famer.
Let's see if that's accurate.
Spondee. S-P-O-N-D-E-E. Spondee.
That is correct.
Very good.
Let's go.
Yes. You and Aiden.
Let's go.
Page.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Let's go indeed. Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Tausch, I'm going to play a little something for you that was posted to social media in Chicago. In the video posted by Barstool Chicago on social media, you have the Bears' new quarterback, Caleb Williams, pumping his fists at a Wrigleyville bar as fans chant Green Bay sucks. They also chanted MVP for the guy who hasn't taken a snap yet in the National Football League.
Yeah, bless their hearts, man. I think, yeah, obviously, you know, Chicago is starving and thirsting for a franchise quarterback. They've tried and tried and tried and... nobody has been able to quite get there. So I understand. I want their fans to be excited about their new quarterback. I think it's good for them. The part that if I'm, you know, a Bears fan, I'm a little bit disheartened by is how much we're on their mind. And when I say we, I mean the Packers in general, because you're not at a Packers game. You're not at a Bears tailgate event. At a Cubs game or Wrigleyville, like if you want to get after the Brewers or something, okay. I think the fact that we're so deeply ingrained in everything they're thinking about. What next? The Blackhawks are going to be playing the Canucks, and it's going to be Green Bay sucks? I mean, is that where they're at as a fan base? So that is a proud – I've always respected the Bears franchise. When, you know, Urlacher and Briggs and – you know, their defenses have always been good, and when we play it, it was always hard fought. And when you hear this, you kind of, it's almost like you kind of feel sad for them because you know that it's just so in their headspace that the Packers have run the gamut really since 1992 with very few exceptions. And I think Packer fans love when you hear clips like that.
Do you feel bad, though? Do you?
Sad is different than feeling bad for him.
Yeah, I think sad, I think anytime someone takes up that much airspace in your head with all the things that you do, you always, if you're behind, but you have to at least take a look and see, well, what are they doing differently? But here it's just, you know, again, at Wrigley, and that's where you're at. But as far as the MVP and the quarterback, that is just blind faith and just please God, let us finally get it right. Because I think last year was the first offseason because Rodgers leaves. And, you know, our friends Waddle and Sylvie down at ESPN Chicago, we had some really fun back and forth with them because they keep saying, oh, it's going to be so sweet. Now you guys have to see how the other half lives. How it's going to be winning games without a great quarterback. And then Jordan Love goes up and throws, you know, 30-some-odd touchdowns, 4,000 yards. And I think they're just broken. I think Bears fans are just, I can't blink and believe that you guys got this again. And now we're sitting here, we're going to finally get it right. And then Green Bay is going to play Chicago. Jordan Love's going to tear them apart. And they're going to be sitting there in a puddle of their own tears. That's how I envision this thing playing out.
Green Bay sucks! Green Bay sucks!
Thanks, Tausch.